again. Hello?
I can hear you. I can hear you.
Yeah, I'm just making sure I've got the right mic working.
I did exactly the same thing. When I listened back to the podcast, I heard my mic and I went, that was my headphone mic.
That's why you were so quiet.
That's why I was so quiet. So I just kind of, right, let's go into Audacity and make sure it's the right one. Because I've never done this kind of recording stuff before.
Oh, yeah. Newcomer to it, are you?
Yeah, exactly. So I've got no idea what I'm doing. So.
It's because you're getting old. You're forgetting how to do things.
Fucking noob. Right. Okie dokie. Yes, sorry. I was at the pool because I thought, right, I've got an hour to kill. I'm going to go to the pool and do some links. So.
That's right. I was just sat there painting some miniatures and then realized, oh, it's 8 o'clock.
Yeah. So I looked to the pool, man. She's 7:45. Quick, get out. And shoving food in my face.
Usual then.
I shall go and get my slice of cake and then I will be ready to go. And so, when you're droning on about Kickstarter or something, I can just pretend I'm interested.
Who's going to do that?
I don't know. You keep doing things on Kickstarter. I keep seeing it on your effing Twitter feed. I've just backed in a named game that's going to be really cheap after it comes out, after being delayed for 3 years. Those kinds of posts, you know, those ones.
Stop it.
Hang on a sec.
Why he's gone. This is Devon Dice, unplugged, uncensored, mostly uncut, and it has some Lewis in there, so beware.
There we go. Right, I must make sure I talk into the microphone, otherwise that would be rubbish. There we go. And if I press, or am I? I am recording already. That's good news. And I look like I've got the levels about right. I might knock that down a bit. Is that better? That looks better. Go on in, sir. Do your intro-y stuff while I eat cake. Oh, did you? Oh, yeah. Shit.
Why are you getting your cake?
I was getting cake. Good evening. How are you?
I am good, sir. Are you all right?
Not too bad at all. And yes, how was last month's episode? Was it with Sam?
No, didn't do it.
I thought you were summing. Right, go on then. What would you like to kick off with?
I want to ask, I'd get your advice on something. Okay.
Oh, Jesus. Really? Me, of all people?
Of you. Yeah. And it's relationship advice.
Is it divorce lawyers? I can do that one. Go on.
So, there's a certain film coming out at the end of next month.
Not this month. Not Ready Player One. Right, no, keep going.
That's tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, a certain big film, 10 years in the development, coming out next month. Mm-hmm. And I have procured a ticket for the midnight release of it on the day.
Mm-hmm.
Should I feel guilty by going on my own and not taking a wife?
Have you only got one ticket?
Yes.
No? Then no.
Should I feel guilty? For not going first with her.
No. You tell her you're going gaming and you go and see it. And if it's any good, you go and see it again with her and say, I'm really looking forward to this.
But I am going gaming. It's on a Thursday night, so I'm going gaming. And then after gaming, going down to the cinema.
So why are we having this conversation?
good linking. I don't know.
No, just go. It was fine. And if it's a rubbish film, you can turn around and say, I heard it's pants. If it's good, you can say, I'm really looking forward to seeing it. Would you like to see it?
I've got this inside knowledge that it's a very good film and you will love it.
I will. Why?
No, I'm talking metaphorically. Talking to the wife.
Mm, yes. Exactly. Exactly the conversation you'll be having with her. And then when they say, oh, Joel, good to see you again, you're seeing it again. When you turn up, then you can find blanket then. So.
This is actually my first time actually seeing a film just after it releases. So I'm quite excited, but couldn't get the missus coming on because she's working the next night. So she's going to be asleep.
Then it's no problem.
No, she's going to kill me.
You reckon?
Yeah. Quite literally.
I don't know. Go on, tell me what the film is.
You still don't know what the film is?
No.
What's been building up for the last 10 years?
Look, Ready Player One's the only film I'm interested in right now. I don't care what else.
It's not been 10 years in the making.
No, it hasn't been 10 years in the making, no.
Avengers, third movie, Infinity War.
Oh, I don't care about that at all. I'll see it with the boys or something.
Been waiting. Seen all the films now in the cinema. Now I'm just excited to see this, finally. All of them coming together.
Meh. I'll see it. Don't get me wrong. I'm still going to see it and still enjoy it and kind of go, that was amazing and awesome. But yeah, it's all right. Yeah, it's not a problem. Is she a big Marvel fan, by the way?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you're dead.
That's what I thought.
But hopefully, if it's anything like Thor Ragnarok or other insert name type, like Deadpool 1 type films, if it's you're the one seeing it again, that's all good.
Yeah. No, she wasn't a fan of Deadpool.
Was it too many rude words for
too
her?
Too many rude words, too many rude things going on.
I watched that with my teenage boys. I don't know who felt more awkward.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't take my kids along to see that. But, yeah, it just reminds me, you've seen Guardians Galaxy 2?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got slightly uncomfortable with that. And when they were mentioning scrotum face and things like that, I was like, please don't ask me what that is. Please don't ask me what that is. So, yeah.
Like when Deadpool's talking about his tiny hands and everything, that was quite amusing, yeah. Yeah, that was quite good.
It was when they were going through the calendar months as well while having sex. And there was a International Women's Day or something like that. And it's like, yeah, he's not enjoying that at all.
Yes. So, go on then. What other films? What other films have you seen? Go on.
Apart from... the only one at cinema I've seen is the Black Panther movie.
I haven't seen that. Want to. Really want to. And no, I'm not racist by not seeing it. I'd really want to. I just haven't got around to seeing it yet.
It's all right. I mean, I enjoyed it. Plot line's kind of samey.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting. It's just my problem is now is like this Wakanda area is so high tech. It's like, what could they not do now in this universe? Because they can practically make anything that their minds desire with how smart his sister is and things that were going on. It's just like, there's got to be an infinity point somewhere of like...
See, the trouble with that and what happened there was, remember Heroes, a TV series?
Yeah.
So that just... imploded because it got to that point where the powers are so big and there was so much going on that I really didn't care anymore. There was very little jeopardy and just really couldn't be asked. You know, it was kind of intriguing at the beginning, and then as it got bigger and they got more powerful, and they I just lost interest, you know, at that point. So fingers crossed, they actually, somebody who's read the comics and the lore might be able to say, oh no, but then there's blah, blah, blah will come along and do blah, blah, blah.
And, well, that's Thanos is all about, and his henchmen, they're like kind of the ultimate evil bad guy that seems to be unstoppable. So I think that is the point of, okay, this is where it all comes together. What have we got left, kind of thing, in the tank, as they say. But I enjoyed it. It was fine. And yeah, I mean, it's not one of my favourites. I do love The Guardians, and I do love Thor Ragnarok. That was pretty good.
That was funny. I did enjoy that.
Yeah.
So, I think we talked about that last time. Yeah, that made me smile.
So,
I don't think I've seen. I was kind of rattling my brains as to what else we'd seen or what else I'd seen since we last spoke. I know I took the boys to the cinema a couple of times. I did see Wonder, which is the child who was born with facial and breathing deformities, or issues, and they did lots of surgery. And he, if I say the child with the spaceman's helmet on, does that mean anything to you?
No.
Okay. It was a book that my kids had read. The book is, I think, a blue book with an eyelid on the cover. One eye like closed. It's almost like Clockwork Orange-y kind of look to it. Right. Both my kids had read it. And I kind of wanted to see it, so I sat there and watched it. And I bawled my eyes out for about an hour and a half. That was good.
No, I'm not watching that then.
That's rubbish. I don't know. I don't normally see cry films, you know, deliberately, yeah. And I knew it's going to be slightly, you know, that kind of stuff. And I was wailing like a stupid child. Yeah, it was great. It was awesome. Yeah, that was good. And that was funny. That was very funny. And did I tell you Three Billboards? I told you about that. I think last time I was
here
on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that one. And I saw also the new Jumanji.
Oh, I want to see that.
I liked it. I loved the Robin Williams one. I mean, genuinely, I've seen it enough times. Dragged my kids in front of the TV to see it a couple of times, and they all loved it. So when this one came out, I was in that, okay, yeah, it's a remake, and it's their take on it, and they've modernized it as such, you know, that all that kind of stuff. So let's just take it with a pinch of salt and see where it goes. And I like Kevin Hart, and I quite like The Rock, and and everyone else that was in it. And I've totally forgotten who it is. Jack Black and the lady who I've got Gillian, but Karen Gillan or Gillan. And yeah, so it was one of those things where I was kind of going, I'm going to enjoy this. And I did. And it was a popcorn film, and it made me smile. And the boys liked it as well. And it was quite good.
And it's actually done really well. So
yeah. Really, really enjoyed it. Really, really enjoyed it. And I also saw, now I watched it before I showed it to the kids, just in case. It was mainly my boy, who's 15, the new It.
Okay.
So I thought, right, I need to watch this before I kind of say to the boys, come on in, let's watch this. I remember it being quite good. And, the remake. And I'm glad I never watched it in front of the kids. That was quite... do you know what? Someone who likes horror will probably kind of go, nah, it's all right. But my kids, who I don't really kind of shove lots of horror films in front of, you know, we watch the occasional kind of scary film. They had some good moments in it. I wouldn't show my 13, 14-year-old, but I will watch it with my 15-year-old when we're alone. You know, I kind of say, right, we can watch this film now. But it was, it was good. Got another good remake. Yeah, another good remake.
Cool.
Yes. And once again, I don't like talking about films too much, apart from, you know, what I thought in sense of, you know, good or bad type thing. And I enjoyed both of those. So, yeah, for remakes, very good.
Well, I think just before Easter, my wife picked up a pack for the, I can't remember what it's called now, View Box. Is it View Box? Roku Box. And we got all of movies that are currently on Sky for like £20 for 3 months.
Yeah, that's
pretty awesome. So I've been trying to get through as many of those as I can. And only last night, when the wife was at work, I watched Baywatch, good old remake of the classic TV show. Do you know what? It was actually all right. It went back and just hit on the nostalgia bits. And
I never watched the original TV series.
I used to love watching it. And it mocked it and themselves all the way through it. They knew it was a joke, and they took it like a joke kind of thing. And like there was even some fourth wall breaking. Like what's the kid called?
Oh, he was in Granddad as well. Yeah,
Zac Efron. Even Dwayne Johnson just walked up to him, and he's just calling him every name. Every kind of taking a mick of his image name he can think of before he actually calls him by his real name. And he actually just called him High School Musical at one point kind of thing. It's just like, you're not taking it seriously now, are you? Okay, I'll go and sit here and watch this. So it was over the top. It felt like it was a take from the TV shows with the stupid puns and the dramatic kind of action sequences and things like that, to a point they highlighted, like, you've got no jurisdiction to have high speed races on or high speed chases on the waters with water bikes, things, jet skis.
Yeah.
You've got no jurisdiction. Why are you doing it? You're just a lifeguard. Go back on the beach and just watch people and save their lives. That's all you need to do. And I was just like, yeah, it's true. So, yeah, watch that. And then straight afterwards, still had another 2 hours to kill before I went to bed, I watched King Arthur, or Legend of King Arthur.
Yep, no. I'd have watched it as a teenager, but not now.
With that Charlie Hammond, I think it is.
Yeah.
And it's done by a British director. And it felt like it was like a Cockney mobster.
Was it done by Snatch? Was it done by him? Snatch and Lockstock?
Possibly, that's who I'm thinking.
Oh, I'm trying to think of his bloody name now. God, do the bloody stupid. Go on, keep going.
Yeah, so it felt
Guy Ritchie, is it him?
I don't know. My own is right, slowed up now.
Yeah, he did. King Arthur, Legend of the Sword. Yeah, it was him. Yeah.
Oh, it was him, was it? It was
Guy Ritchie, yeah.
It was a Guy Ritchie film, through and through, even to the point of that they're doing this kind of, tell me what happened, and they're recapping. It's, no, go back further. What about this kind of thing? And it was just so kind of Cockney, West London, 90s kind of talking and thing like that. And I was like, this ain't kind of right kind of thing. But action was cool. Story was a bit bare. I sat there and watched it. It wasn't the worst thing I watched. King of Gods or something like that is literally the worst thing I've watched recently.
That's the other kind of ancient pyramid-y kind of
film. The Egyptian thing.
No, I didn't watch that. No.
Which unfortunately stars Jamie from Game of Thrones.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I just felt so sorry for him. He was roped into that pile of shit. So hopefully he can get his cred back by doing better work on Game of Thrones. So, but yeah. Oh, Batman versus Superman. That's an awful story.
That was the time for the next film, wasn't it? With the four of them.
No.
That's no, because at the end, at the end of that, shit happens, and then it kind of they join that up with the four of them poncing about with Wonder Woman, who's awesome.
Yeah.
And Aquaman, who looked a bit less shite than I remember him.
Yeah, I'm waiting to see the Defend League of Justice League film, because I just want to see if it's got any better. But
well, the new Justice League.
Yeah,
yeah, that's the one I'm talking about.
Oh no, I'm talking about Batman versus Superman.
No. But yeah, so the Justice League, the film, kind of carries on from the end of that kind of film.
Right. So. Does it get better? No. Great.
I also saw Downsizing.
Oh yeah.
I'm going through my list. Yeah. I'd put that on a par with Justice League as to how good I thought that film was. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's got Matt Damon in it.
Matt
Damon.
Yeah. It's all right. Yeah.
Next.
Yeah. Do you watch TV series much, like American ones?
Oh yeah, all the time.
Do you watch Last Man on Earth?
Nope.
That's rather good. That's a TV series I'd watch. Yeah, that's silly. Lots of like stand-up comedians and SNL teams and all that kind of stuff, and a few good people in it. And yes, one to look out for. Last Man on Earth, if you get all a chance to see that. That was quite good. So on, I think I was streaming it on one of my HBO-y kind of things.
Downloading it on the grey side, were you?
Yeah, well, streaming it on the grey side, yeah. Don't download it, that's illegal. Don't download anything. But if it happens to be passing my internet pipe at the time and it happens to come down and I watched it, it was all right. It's not my fault.
Well, me, Gov.
Wasn't me, yeah. Can't prove nothing.
Just uploaded on my computer by itself.
No. It doesn't sit here. It doesn't sit here at all. I don't have nothing to do with me.
Keep moving. I've been watching. It's on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
is The Travellers.
I started watching that. That was the guy from, Will and Grace?
Yep.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the start of watching that, and I was watching it with my boys, and they got to about episode 4 or 5, and we kind of got dragged into something else, so I didn't actually finish watching it. So it's one of those I do want to catch up with.
Yeah, you do need to carry on watching that.
Yeah.
So much. Like, it took about 4 or 5 before the missus got right into it.
Yeah, constantly.
Let's watch another one. Let's watch another one.
So,
yeah, Travellers is it's a sci-fi film about time traveling people, and quite literally they're coming from the future because they basically fucked up the world, like we are doing anyway, and now they're coming back from the past to try and correct that so we don't fuck it up and hopefully save the planet. But what they're doing is they're transferring their mind and their consciousness into someone else's mind in the present now.
But it's not the mind of anybody, it's the mind of somebody who died.
Yeah, so they're kind of taking like death records and whatever they can get and figure out where they are, and they're like, they take people that are almost about to die and they just jump in it just before and literally kind of stop it from happening. So these people come from the future and they're in these people's bodies, and then they have to try and carry on normal lives with the family and that around them, as well as carrying out missions to help the future. Very good. Lots of good stuff going on there. And also that there's like some people, like a couple of them get put into broken people, which they didn't realize. And it's very clever, and enjoyed every minute of it. So, check that out.
Haven't got there yet. Haven't got there just yet. But yes, no, it's I think it was the factory they were all raiding. That I got up to, where they suddenly went, hang on a second, that we shouldn't still be here. Why is it all going on? That's where we kind of got to. So yeah,
done that kind of explosion kind of thing. Yeah. That was pretty good. That end sequence there. I can't give it away. It's going to spoil it completely. But that sequence just before the explosion was just so how's that going to happen? Oh, they're doing that. Oh, we're doing it again kind of thing. And it's like, oh. So, yeah.
Yep. No, that's good. That's good. Just going to say, Last Man on Earth one, just to give you a quick synopsis on that one, it is the last man on Earth. The dude is the last man on Earth. He's in Tucson. There's a virus that's wiped out the entire thing. There's no zombies, just people just died.
Right.
And he is the last man. And the thing is, he's a bit of a dick. But it's funny to us, but if you were living with him, he is a bit of a dick. But he's a comedian he's just really quite funny. And he meets somebody, because he goes all over the kind of US saying alive in Tucson kind of thing. And eventually somebody meets up with him, and then some more people meet up with him. And it's just, when you're the last man on Earth, would you, even if you were the last man on Earth, kind of, you know, question, because he is a bit of a dick, and other people come into play, and it's so far, what are they on, season 4 at the moment, and it's just quite funny. It's got a lady in it who was in Parenthood, and I forgot what her name is Steinberg, Mary Steinberg, but I know her from Parenthood, the mum in Parenthood, Steve Martin film. Anyway, there's some good films in it, and it's great, and occasionally there is a cameo. There'll be somebody will suddenly say Jack Black was in it, and you kind of think, oh my God, they've managed to rope him into it. Can't say anything more. It's just great. You get these occasional cameos that people just, it's great. It's really, really good. Really, really good.
When it comes to normal terrestrial TV, I might watch it then.
Little VPN that maybe tells my computer that I might be in America and I might be able to watch it. So.
Or I might have to ask a certain friend to send me over the,
No, I can show you how to do it. I can't download it. I don't download them anymore. So, and the other one I watched, by the way, is Ashes vs. Evil Dead, which is also quite good if you liked Evil Dead to start with. It's quite good. Anyway, moving on from what I shouldn't be doing. away from that, great.
Hello, where are you going?
Talk about a game real briefly.
That might be me. Hello?
You can't hear me? Don't tell me you can't hear me. Is your mic gone wrong? I can see my sound going up. I can see my sound bar going up and down. It's obviously your fault.
Probably when you're
is ready. Me. Yeah, it is you. Definitely is you, not me.
Yeah. Do you know what? My daughter, really made me cross. She took my Blue Yeti mic upstairs, and she's been trying to do YouTube videoing.
Nice.
She took that without asking. Then she calls me up. She's got mum's laptop. She's got my mic. And she's like going, why is this mic not working? So I looked at where the cable was going, and she's plugged it into a like Apple plug.
Network point? Oh, okay. Right.
And into the main socket.
Yep.
And I went mad at her. I was like, you could blow this up. Why didn't you ask? Just ask if you could borrow stuff.
No, but hang on. Everything just works with Apple. You just plug it in and it works. That's how Apple's devices work. Surely it should have told you that it wasn't going to work or just worked. I mean, what's the problem?
Oh, dear. But then I've now got it and she's bent one of the connections on the cable.
Get in. Teach you to buy a £1,000 laptop.
It's not the laptop. It's the mic.
Oh, the mic's right. Oh, that's all right. It's only 50 quid, isn't it?
Yeah, and the rest.
Well, no, in fact, if Amazon's doing a sale with Easter coming up, you can get another one. Take it out of her pocket money and give her the neck.
Oh, I told her that. I said, if you've broken this, it's coming out of your pocket money. Santa Clarita Diet's back on. You've been watching it?
It is indeed. I am so looking forward to that. I know it's there. I've seen Drew Barrymore do all the kind of tours of whoring herself out on the chat shows in America. So yeah, I like the first season. So looking forward to seeing that one as well.
Yeah, I'm halfway through the second season. It's brilliant. Really good.
Yeah, it was really good. The first one. Yeah. Really good, the first one. I was going to talk about games, but you can keep talking about TV shows.
Well, it's not meant to be talking about games, are we?
I'm just going to talk about Pandemic Legacy season two and just say, yes, the game's a bitch, and then moving on.
Did you actually watch Star Trek Discovery?
No, still haven't finished it. No. Oh. Other shit to do. I've got stuff going on. I've got real stuff going on.
Single man life now.
No, not single man life. Like buying house kind of life.
All that free time.
That's right. It's free time. Yes, that's exactly what I'm doing. Yeah.
No kids to look after.
None at all. No. It's just the bachelor life for me. It's, swanning around Playboy mansions and things like that. Yeah, all the day. Yeah, every day. That's exactly what it's like. Or it's buying a house and trying to sort out finances and working out that I'm poor and then buying a car from some See You Next Tuesday who lives in Exeter who has numerous faults with it and it's now going to cost me another grand to fix. Yeah. So far that's close to £3,000 on fixing this car.
Wow. Is that your
so happy.
Mini?
Yeah, so happy. So happy.
Oh dear.
Yeah. Yeah. If I see him crossing the road, I might not brake.
At least that'd be a fault on the car.
It was exactly that. I can claim on the insurance for the damage he caused to my car then. Yeah. Yeah. So, well, we'll see what the small claims court says. But yes, that's the most enjoyable bit of my negativity type thing. But the positive is got an offering on a house accepted, mortgage offers done, all that kind of bits and pieces. My auntie and mum and dad helped me sort me out with some money. So fingers crossed. In about a month and a bit's time, I should be in a new place of my own. So that'd be quite good.
Yeah, sounds good.
And then the boys would be with me and alternating with me and the ex. So that'd be quite good. So we'll have to make sure we record when I don't have the boys. Because otherwise, just talking about them, they were here for a week and they were kind of playing games and this, that, and the other. And I was watching them. Connor has now been banned from playing a game called Rust on the PC.
Oh, yeah.
Because he can last around about 15 to 20 minutes before all hell breaks loose, where somebody shot him and it was why no one's there to save him. It's not fair and the game sucks and why does he play it? And then he keeps playing it. and then the rage kind of goes on and I just go, Connor. And he goes, I know. And he turns the game off and he goes and plays something else. So he's been kind of barred from playing that game. But it's those two, watching those two play games, they've now got to this happy place where when they play video games, they don't really play with each other.
Right.
Lewis really wants to play with Connor like on a map. So they'll play Call of Duty, or they'll play Rainbow Six, or they'll play Fortnite, which is quite popular with the youth, and they'll play those games, but chances are they won't play together, because when they do, God, Jesus, hey, why didn't you tell me he was there? Why did you do this? Why did you do that? How come they can shoot through walls? And it's just barrage and abuse, and it's just relentless. And I am going to record them. When I get them set up in their rooms and everything, I will actually put a webcam on, like the devices, and just record them. Because it's just horrendous. It's absolutely, and that will be my YouTube channel. Just
nice.
Just them and the rage that they cause. And what's amusing is they'll shoot somebody through a wall and they'll get a kill. They will then hide behind a wall, die, and say, since when did guns be able to shoot through that particular wall? Why didn't you tell me he was there? Why did no one shore up the wall? Why did no one do this? It's not my fault. This game's crap. You're the one that caused me to die. Why? And so on. And it's like, it's just that for about 3 hours. It's just... And I just look at them and go, dude, do you want to go outside and do something? No, I've got to get my... Because they're playing ranked matches. And they kind of go, no, I've got to get myself back up again. So they'll get back an hour and a half or 2 hours. And then it's like, right, come on, let's go. We're going to go and do something. What are we going to do? I don't know, anything. Just got to get out of the house. Yeah, yeah. It's great. You wait. Wait till yours are teenagers. It's awesome.
Oh, I've already got one. It doesn't matter. It's like we went to the brother-in-law's house on Saturday, and they've got a Mac, and she just sat there all day playing on the Mac, playing Roblox, different scenarios in Roblox all day, and that was it. Well, the boy, he did play on their PlayStation 4 for a bit, played some FIFA, played some Rayman, then he gets bored, and then he just turned it off, put Netflix on, watched Guardians of the Galaxy, singing along to that and commenting. And then he got his turtles out and then started fighting with his Ninja Turtle figures. So he's awesome.
Yeah. So yeah, that will change. Don't worry, that will change.
Yeah, it probably will, actually. So
yeah. Connor used to love Lego, would love playing with that. Lewis and I used to do board games and he would read. Now you'll be impressed to get a controller out of their hands.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, instant gratification and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. But once you get them out of the house, they're great.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah, we know that. I think this Sunday we're going to see the mother-in-law's, and it's like, should we just go down to the beach? Because they live next to the beach. And they're both like, no, I don't want to. Boring on the beach. As soon as we get them down there, they absolutely loved it. Rock climbing, like trying to avoid the waves, rock pooling, things like that. It's great. So
yep, the moment I get mine exactly the same way. So yeah, I have to get them out. So but this Sunday with the bank holiday weekend, the ex is doing stuff at work because it's bank holiday weekend. So the great thing is I then get the boys again. So we're gonna go and see Ready Player One on Sunday. Nice. in luxury seats, and we're gonna munch pizza beforehand and have one of those awesome Sunday afternoons. So it'll be great. And it's either gonna be a massive disappointment or be awesome. And
yeah.
I hope it's not meh, but I am. When I first heard it, and then have since kind of read parts of it, and the boys have both done the same thing. One of them has read it, the other one's listened to the audiobook. We've all just turned around and said, when I said it's coming out as a film, they went, we've got to see this. And when they've seen every trailer, they're just giddy with excitement. Absolutely giddy with excitement. So it's I'm hoping it's not a disappointment, that's all. And that's why I refused to watch any more. I watched the first trailer, and now they're saying, oh, look, there's a featurette. I said, nope, turn it off. I don't want to see it. I don't want to see anything at all to do with it. I want to watch it. I want to sit down and watch it, you know, with the excitement. If I see any more of it, I'm going to start crying. Because I'm desperate to watch it. So, yeah.
I'm slightly concerned that quite a lot of it's changed to fit movie adaption.
Yeah, but that's all the time.
Yeah.
What were we watching the other day? We were watching something the other day, and Wonder. So we were watching Wonder, and they'd changed that. They were he gets a hearing aid in the book, and things like that. Nothing like that happened in the film. They'd omitted that stuff out. And when my boys watched Street Cat Named Bob, there was a girl in the film, and he just went, "Who the hell's this girl?" she's not in the book. And I said, no, that's to keep male people interested in the film. You know, and it's just another part of, you know, the adaptation of the screenplay. I said, it's just what they do. So, yeah, so now we've both read and listened to the audiobook. We know we're going to sit there picking holes with it. But in the same time, I think it's going to be quite good because it will make us pay attention and enjoy it more. So, I hope.
Yeah, I think there's... I've watched the other trailer and there's a big major change in it. Yeah, they all die.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, exactly what happens.
I don't know if I'm going... I don't know, I saw it and I was like, I can see why they're doing it. But...
No, don't say anything. I'll punch you in the face. I'll drive 3 hours down to where you are and just punch you in the face.
Makes you sound like you're a really long way away, but you're not. You're just North Devon, which...
I'm one extreme of the county, you're the other, exactly.
It's but just trying to drive through the road.
And it's also driving with my car. I can't go above a certain speed limit until I get it fixed. So I have to drive like an old person until it's fixed.
You are an old person. What are you on about?
Yeah, not that old. No, 2 years away from being really old. I'm still moderately old. Young-ish. Anyway. Right, anyway. Not talking about that. By the way, a couple of audiobooks. Finally finished. How long has that taken me? Probably about 9 months. Oh, come on. Bloody hell. Born a Crime, and I can't think of his name, and Trevor Noah's book. That's right, Trevor Noah's autobiography, and I also did Kevin Hart's autobiography as well. And they're all right. I thought Trevor Noah's autobiography, which he's the presenter of The Daily Show, if you don't know where he is, dude from South Africa, kind of comedian, stand-up comedian, all that kind of stuff. That was really quite good, that one. Because it's one of those things where just listening to him pronounce various African names is quite interesting. But
I actually played it from... We were driving somewhere with the kids, with the boys in the car. So they were listening to it. And the youngest, Connor, he said, can I listen to that at night, you know, when I go into bed? And it's just like, yeah, fine. And they listened to it as well. They listened to the whole thing. And it's really good, especially that when it... What comes to his, you know, his mother, how his mother gets shot. That was quite awesome. Not awesome that his mother got shot, but just the whole story of where he, you know, got to. And Kevin Hart one's just effing and blinding all the way through and made me smile. And they got like quite a good one. So, but silly. Both of them are silly.
Right, 1 minute.
Have you broken it? Have you not been recording? Yeah, can I just say that Pandemic Season 2 is a bitch? There's a... I'm not obviously going to spoil it, because if you ever get a chance to play it, you'll quite enjoy it. But I was watching it I was playing it last night with Sarah and Nick, and we haven't played it for about a month and a half or so, because I've been dicking about going to Eastbourne and doing stupid things with children. So we played it last night. We'd done March in one hit. So we're like super mega awesome. Or was it April? I think it was March we did in one hit. And so last night we did April. And we lost back to back. And on the third month, which is obviously May, we won that one. And the story does plod along and it does the same things that season one does.
So you got to open a box. And it's like, oh, what's in the box? And it does change certain mechanics. There's certain things that you're kind of planning for, knowing it's coming up. And then they kind of pull the rug underneath that one and say, no, we're going to go this way instead. And it's just like, right, why are you doing that? Where are you going to screw me over next month? There's a reason. You're giving me an opportunity to do something now that's a benefit. And I know in a month or two's time, you're going to pull the rug from us underneath us and say, well, now you've built 17 of those things, they will now kill every single person in those cities. why did you make me do it? That's the way they kind of steer you. So it's always with a certain kind of apprehension when you're doing things in this game. It's like, should we, the more cities we connect, the more opportunities we have, but then more opportunities means more death or more opportunities to die. And there's this kind of give and take. And Nick, so last night, so April, we kind of like died and died. And it's just like, oh, fuck's sake, fuck, mumble fucking game. And then we did May, and Nick basically did it on his own. We had to do all these kind of things. And we just kind of, Sarah and I just kind of fannied about in kind of Europe, kind of going, yeah, we'll just stay over here. And Nick kind of like went, right, done this, done that, scratch this, done that, over here, off that, job done, right, finished. Like, fuck. I thought we were going to die. I just kind of sit there another month of like, oh no, if we lose four in a row, we have to open the box of shame or the card of shame. We have to do whatever that is. And it's just like, no. But no, Nick managed to pull it out of the bag. So, but it's still a dick game. Still a dick game. I enjoy it in the same way as you kind of, you know, if you enjoy exercise, you know you're doing it for the good and it's going to make you healthy or the rest of it, but you fucking hate it. The game's enjoyable, and you know after you've done it, you feel good that you've kind of won type thing. But as you're going through all the kind of permutations of, right, if we do this turn, then we can do that. Then somebody has their turn and an epidemic card comes out and you go, oh, for fuck's sake, Jesus Christ. The 10 minutes of planning has now just gone to shit. Right. Okay. So yes, it's quite good. But people who are good at the game, I you know, bully for them, but no, I don't know how to play the game and optimize everything and all those kind of bits and pieces, but I do enjoy it. Don't get me wrong. I don't sit there going, I don't want to play this game anymore. No, I do enjoy it, but the game's a dick.
game's a dick. I'm so glad you got that experience.
Yes. You haven't done it yet? You haven't finished season one yet?
No, not finished season one yet. It's just useless. I'm going to have to do it on my own at this rate.
No. Don't do that. Don't do that.
I cannot get them to commit back to it. I mean, we've lost Tom. Tom's just vanished off the face of the earth.
So. Is he with his boyfriend?
He's more or less. And Lewis, the other Lewis, Dr. Lewis.
Yep.
Hates it, but says he wants to continue playing it.
Yes, that's the same attitude I have towards it.
but he just hates it because of the mechanic business going on. It's like,
which mechanic? Which mechanical bit does he hate?
I think cooperative, it just doesn't really suit him in that. It's like the puzzle.
The game's a puzzle game. So if you can do puzzle games, like your escape room games and things, that's what Pandemic is. If you can work out the slidey game to make the things fit to do this in a certain way, then I think you might enjoy the game. But if it's cooperativeness that he doesn't like, because that's like Faith, their daughter, Sarah Nick's daughter, she didn't like playing it, not because she didn't like the game, it was because it was cooperative and she couldn't attack mum and dad. That's the reason why she didn't want to play it anymore. And I thought that was quite amusing, because I think that my boys are very similar.
Talking of which, right, so we were meant to be starting our Chartstone game. And someone couldn't make it. They let us down at the last minute.
I did indeed.
And so I took the wife up to meet Sarah and Nick, and
bowl in the keys in a bowl.
Yeah, it kind of felt like a bit. So we started off, and we played. Four of us played a game, and Faith was just hanging around like a bad smell. And she's like, no, I'm just going to sit here with my phone, my headphones on. And then she kind of started grumping after we finished the first one. Oh, we had lunch, but then we was like, what should we do now? And it was like, Faith, do you want to play a game? Yeah. And actually, I didn't take a lot of five players along with me. So it's down to like Nick and Sarah's collection. So it's like, well, what? Let's do like Ticket to Ride. So it was like, okay, that's fine. Because Claire loves Ticket to Ride.
I know where this is going. Sorry.
So no. This is just still the intro.
Oh, okay.
Sarah smashes us on it. Absolutely. It's like the score was 250.
Oh, I saw the score. She sent me a picture of the score tables. That's what I'm laughing at. I know. Yeah, that's quite funny.
That was unbelievable before the start. Okay. So, but that upset Faith a bit, because it's five player, the board was so cluttered and people were just getting in everybody's way that it scuppered Nick, which was funny because it ruined his plans. That's just enjoyable on its own. But it also scuppered Faith and Claire because they just couldn't complete a couple of routes. Mm-hmm. So that's negative points. And that really put Faith for a leap. She was not happy with that because I was like, oh, but I had this route and I was nearly there and then you went there and I just couldn't do it anymore. And it's like, what can I do? So it's like, well, that's what happens in a five-player game. It's just more crowded. And then she wants to play another game. And it's like, well, we ain't got much left. And it's like, well, Small World is an option. No, I don't want to play that. So she went upstairs with her dad, Nick, to find what is left in there. And they came down with Big Book of Madness. And then I was like, this is a co-op. And they're like, yeah. Right. Faith doesn't like co-ops. This ain't going to end too well either. And it ended up with her walking away halfway through the game.
Really?
Yes. She just couldn't be bothered. And it was just like, really? And the game wasn't that great. It's just another kind of pandemic.
I thought, what's the game? What's the game she can... No, Dominion. You should have played Dominion.
It's not five player.
Isn't it?
No.
I thought you could extend it. Maybe not.
You could probably do if you got two core sets.
No, she likes Dominion. She'll hammer you at Dominion.
Yeah.
I thought she'd like Small World because that's exactly what that game's about.
Yeah, well, she said she wanted to play something that she hasn't played or played for a long time. So yeah, it's slightly disappointing because she chose the game, then she left halfway through and the game wasn't great. It was just like, could have played something a bit better to finish off the afternoon. But
that's a shame. Didn't you take along your magical mystery musical circus game? Meeple Circus?
Yes, I did, but I don't think she wanted to play that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had that. And the only other one was my prototype game I've been sent, Exploriana. So, yes, that's what happened on a Saturday.
My apologies. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
But we've rescheduled. Just for Lewis to say he can't do that.
Week before. I've got that. Yeah, I did tell you a good few days. I didn't tell you the day before.
We know.
Yeah, I know. I just at the moment I just like saw my calendars kind of start clashing. I went, oh shit. It's this weekend, isn't it? Oh crap, I can't get out of this. Right, okay. Let's just bite the bullet now and then run away. Yeah. When are we doing it again? It's ages away, isn't it?
End of April.
Hello. Oh, yeah, 29th. 29th, that's it. Yeah, that's good. Cool. Right, good. Right. Do I have to learn stuff before we play it?
No. You'll learn as you play.
Okay.
So.
And we're doing a whole day, aren't we? So we should finish the whole game off. Is that right?
I'm hoping to get to game 6.
Okay.
But going by our last, we played game 5. With the brother-in-law and his girlfriend, and this is Charterstone talking about you're playing game 5 and must have been there for 3 hours.
But wait, one game?
Yeah, I think that was just because of
were you rule checking?
No, we did have a kind of have to like remind ourselves of the rules because it'd been like good couple of months since the last game, so it's kind of like, right, quick refresh. I mean, they kind of need it because they're not kind of like savvy of trying to remember stuff all the time. So it's like, right, this does this, you do this, you're trying to do this, this happens, blah blah blah. And then it was awards a kind of refresh on rules on my like the more in-depth stuff, but I think it's just more like the girls, there's they're getting married, so like the girlfriend's got like wedding stuff on her mind all the time and planning this and planning that and sorting out other stuff. So then they're both on their phones going, oh, check out this site, Runway for Hire place where you can rent a dress thing that comes along. It's like, wonderful. Eyes on the game, people. Eyes on the game. Let's keep going. So, yeah, I'm hoping it won't take that long as we get further in depth because with this kind of gamers focus, let's get this done. So, yeah. But, yeah, I'm still looking forward to it, and be even more disappointed when you tell us that you can't make it again.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Fingers crossed I can do that. Just build up that suspense and then just turn it down. No, we should be good. The weekend's all good. It's all planned.
We were lucky because when we went up to Sarah's that Saturday, it was when we had the Sunday afterwards when we had the second load of snow.
Yes.
So we would have been trapped up there. It wouldn't have been a bad thing.
No, not if she does that slow cooked beef pork thing.
No. Well, we had, what is it? Loaded potato slow cooked thing? No, it's delicious. Not sad you missed it.
No, that's all right. It's fine. I'm surprised you didn't send me photographs of the food. I'd have been more disappointed of missing that, actually. That's fine.
Next time.
The other thing was, so when I went off to mates in Eastbourne, when I avoided the snow by miraculous decisions, I took a load of board games up, and I was watching him play various kind of games online, and I kind of went around Eastbourne. That is the home of old people. That's where you go to retire. That and Bournemouth, I think. Anyway, so there I am. I took a load of board games up there. I said, right, let's have a game of, and took Bear Park, Seven Wonders, like two-player games and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not really a board gamer, although he's a gamer. He's a video gamer, and we used to do role-playing games. We've done Cthulhu and Cthulhu, Cyberpunk and RuneQuest and loads and loads of campaigns for years. So he's a gamer. But I took Seven Wonders Duel. I took Bear Park with us. He didn't mind that so much. That was quite good. Bear Park was quite good. But Seven Wonders definitely got him. And I managed to beat him 3-3. I was so impressed with myself. So the first game doesn't count, right? You don't count the first game. No, it doesn't count because they're still learning. But I managed to beat him in a military victory twice afterwards, and then beat him on points in the third game where I thought he had me. But I've played that against Tom. That wasn't Tom. Who was it? It was one of the guys with Paul years ago. And I got trounced in exactly the same way. But yet when I was playing my mate, who was trying to do different things each time, it was great. And I really do enjoy playing that game. It's quite a quick game as well. It's definitely enjoyable. Enjoyable. And two-player game. But Bear Park, that's the first time I played that with a grown-up, because I played with my boys. They both liked it. And it's another one of my favorite kind of games. I quite like it. It's definitely a step up from Patchwork. So, yeah, enjoyed that.
No, I mean, I did mention it earlier. I actually got sent a prototype game that's coming on Kickstarter.
Yep, go on. What was that all about?
Called Exploriana. It's by Radcliffe. What's his name? Miles Radcliffe. I think you might have met him.
I know Miles Radcliffe. He's a friend of a friend.
He is a friend of a friend. So this is like his first game, maybe, I believe.
Okay.
But he does also Chaos Publishing. So got sent this game, got it out. It's prototype form. It's actually pretty good in some places for prototype. And I kind of opened it up and it was like, okay, I'm hoping it plays better than it kind of looks. It absolutely does. I took it to the first Thursday and we played one game. Oh, we played Hey, That's My Fish, just while we were waiting for one or two more to turn up. So we played that. And then we got this out. It's like, right, kind of know the rules. I kind of read it. Let's just see how it goes kind of thing. So we started playing along. Then we realized we got a rule completely wrong. So it's like, let's start again. Let's just go from the beginning again. It's like, fine. So it started again. Playing for again. Mike picks up the rule book. And he's like, oh, we're only meant to have two actions. Oh, for fuck's sake. That's okay. Start again then. So we went back again. And then we're doing it. And I was like, this two actions is so restrictive. And I'm reading the rule book again myself. It's like, where did you get two actions from? You got multiple actions. And then it's like, oh, let's start again then. So we must have started this game 3 or 4 times by the end of it. And then by the time we actually got through it, we were having such a laugh with it. And all it is this little bit of auction at the beginning of each round. And then it's a push your luck kind of game.
I do like an auction game, and I do like a push your luck game as well.
And you're just turning over a card, and if you get like certain symbols, then you've bust out, and that's the end of your turn. And it's that kind of one more card. And it's like, do I pull another card? Or can I do it? And then there's this token called the guide, which you can buy for $2. to cover up one of the symbols, giving you a bit better chance of like not busting out. It's actually quite similar to blackjack in ways. You're just kind of flipping over and you're just not trying to get over 21, but you're just not trying to get free symbols with this. So you can buy this guide and like use him to cover up one of these symbols, kind of helping you along your exploring journey. And he's absolutely useless. Gets you lost every time. And he acquired the name Pedro through the game. Now that's all he's referred to is like you can buy Pedro for $2. He might help you. He might get you lost. It all depends how Pedro's feeling at the time. What's a good thing is if he does get you lost, you can go back to his village and demand a refund. And you get your 2 coins back. Slightly odd in that happening, but yeah, that's one of the rules. It was one of the best nights, literally, because we started the game 3 times. It doesn't take that long to play. You can play it in about 30, 45 minutes, maybe an hour, depending how long you take on your turns. But it was just some of the best gaming in this. And it is a simple push your luck game. And quite happy I've got it. And I will be doing a review of it later on before the Kickstarter comes out. So, yeah.
What was it called?
Exploriana.
Cool.
So, yeah. You coming to Meeple's Corner?
My daughter's down, so probably not, which is unfortunate. She's my father's, her granddad's birthday is the week before. So she wants to come down for that but can't. So she's coming the following weekend and she's coming down to see him then. So she's in the middle of her dissertation where she's being extremely clever. She's possibly going to come away with a 2-1, maybe first.
Nice.
But yeah, so she's remarkably clever. She's already got an acceptance for a uni in London if she gets a 2-1. So fingers crossed she will do that. Or she might get Bristol and go off and do her master's there.
What's that doing?
Psychology.
Nice.
She sent me, she goes, I'm going blind to this essay. Can you please have a read? And I don't expect you to understand it, but could you just have a read and let me know if it makes sense? I said, yeah, sure. I'll do that. as dads do. So I had this paper and I'm reading it. My kids are around here, they're playing games. So I had to go out the room and read it somewhere else. And there's a lot of acronyms and all that kind of stuff. And I pointed out a few things that she'd explain something, then use an acronym and then say what the acronym was for. But later on, she was omitting the description of the acronym. So there's a few things I could help her with. But generally, I have no idea what she sent me. I have no idea. Except for a really sad fact is that when somebody is visibly suffering from the signs of Parkinson's, it is then too late for a roundabout, I think it's like 70 or 80% of the drugs that we currently have available to combat these signs and the symptoms of Parkinson's. Because the brain is already at that stage of trying to cope with it and trying to deal with it, hence the shakes and everything. That the drugs that you get to combat that, to help stop various things kind of happening, we don't have drugs yet that will kind of do it well enough. If you can catch it early enough with certain trace elements in the blood and things that they can test for in your brain, that they can actually get those drugs into you, then it helps. Hence, like Michael J. Fox's, the reason he's been going for so long is because they managed to catch it early enough and they've got drugs and also got private healthcare, but they've got enough there to kind of boost him along so we can cope with it. And there is different ailments that you can get with Parkinson's. My stepfather-in-law suffered badly from it, but it was really interesting to kind of read. This is one essay about these symptoms, but also how clever my daughter is with regards to what she was writing about. And I just, yeah. And she's coming away with things like, yeah, I got an A on that, or an A minus, or, you know, that kind of stuff. And it's just like, right, okay. And when she's referencing at the bottom more books than I've ever read in my entire lifetime for just the article that she's written, it's just like, shit.
Yeah. That was kind of like my, when my wife was doing her nursing degree. And then she gave me one of her essays. I don't know why she gave it to me.
Just to make you feel bad. It's just to make you feel like
so inferior. I just looked at it and it was like what you said, didn't understand half what the words meant. And then it's just referencing and they're doing like etuan or something like that when they're they're saying like the name and author, the author and title of a book they've referenced.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I was like, you use this quite a lot. Does this go to your word count? This seems like a real cheating way of building up your word count to keep repeating Etienne or whatever it is, and the authors and the titles kind of thing. And she's like, yeah, it's fine. And I was just like, yeah, it's great. Yeah, I am none the wiser. So, and then I think she's done that. She's had to pass all that, and she gets paid less than £11 an hour or something like that.
Yay! Winning!
Yes! That 3 years of hard slogging work is paying off.
But she's a valued member of society, and she her reward is that she's awesome. That's what her reward is. She isn't
was
that right?
Already, she was already awesome before she died.
Oh, she was. She listens to this, does she?
No. Because the cat's out of the bag right at the beginning of the show.
This is true. She would have stopped listening, man. She would be physically abusing you, yes.
I'd be allowed to say, now listen to the end of it.
Yeah.
It's really good. Big you up.
It gets good.
How awesome you are.
It gets good.
Oh, dear. So, yes.
Right, so, Meeple's Corner, I'm not going to. Unfortunately, I can't do the next 4 months of the gaming night on Fridays, so I'm missing out all of those as well, so it's going to be shite. So I am looking forward to things like Charterstone. I'll be dragging boys into playing games and things along those lines, so yes, I am missing out. And the next pandemic's not for bloody ages as well, so yes, I'm missing lots and lots and lots.
Nice.
Still got time to watch films and move into a house and do all that kind of stuff, so it should still be quite awesome. So hopefully the next time I talk, I'll be talking about how house and how my house now sucks and it's costing me thousands of pounds to fix rather than my car. It's going to be one or the other, isn't it?
Your car will probably be costing you thousands of pounds to fix as well.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Minis, there's so many of them. You'd think they'd be cheap to fix. How wrong was I? Shite. Bloody mini. Mumble. So, right, okay. Do you want to run away? Oh.
Hello.
Do you want to run away? That's what I'm saying.
I don't mind.
I'm just trying to think. What time is it now? 9:30. Oh, man alive. Oh, I've got work to do. Yes, I need to run away.
Okay.
So, yeah. Mumble.
Bloody life.
Yes, bloody life. Yes, I've got documents to get and send off to people, yeah, stuff like that. Right, good to hear from you.
Yeah,
sorry,
good to
hear. Yes, I haven't seen you for 2 months, and yeah, spoken to you for ages, so that's good.
Probably won't be seeing you for another 2 months now.
No, end of the month.
Yeah, fine.
Be awesome, and I'll have more to talk about then as well. I will promise. I'll play games and watch more films and all that kind of stuff. I'll be talking about Ready Player One and waxing lyrical about that.
So that'll be the special of next month's episode, Ready Player One.
Yes. So yes, you should pre-warn people that might get spoilerific.
It might get very spoilerific. So, or we might just say that was shit. Move along.
Yeah, I'm really. There's enough in there. We've seen Iron Giant, so we're quite excited just for that in itself. And I think there's somebody from my boys were saying there's somebody from Overwatch in there.
Oh yeah, probably yeah.
Mercy, I think, is it Mercy or something on those lines? I think there was, or somebody was in there.
There's
going to
be so much as well that we won't recognise, but the kids of today will go, "Yeah, we know that.
There's going to be YouTubers in there galore, probably.
What's that flipping car that's got the doors that come upwards? That's rubbish. That car. What? That's the DeLorean.
Do you know what? Sorry, just as a side note, my boy's playing something on. I was going to run away. My boy sometimes, when he comes around to mine, he can play Steam because my machine's all right to play. He hasn't got a PC at his mum's. Mm. So he often goes on mine. That's why he can play Rust. But he plays a game on Steam that he just brought, and I'm starting Steam to try and find out what it was. It's like Construction Engineer or something along those lines. Let me see if I can find out what it's called. It's called Scrap. Is it Scrap Mechanic? I think it's Scrap Mechanic. Yeah, Scrap Mechanic, which is kind of an engineering kind of game, to be fair. You know, there's not much more to that. And he quite likes that crafting, building, kind of doing stuff game. Man alive. He built a car with components where you have sources for power and hinges and electrics and switching. And it's programming, visual kind of programming, you know, object-based programming, not like lines of code. And
he was playing it, and he had this car. He made this little kind of car, and I said, that's awesome. And he showed, look, I can open the doors, presses a button, doors open, he gets inside it, he can drive it, steers it, all that kind of stuff. And I kind of going, this is awesome, that's really well done. I said, it'd be really cool though if the doors opened upwards, like the DeLorean. 15 minutes later, he comes back and says, well, like this, click, and the doors now open upwards. Because he had to move things like the windscreen around because they weren't moving correctly. It didn't look right. So he kind of had to rebuild certain things. And I just like went, that's awesome.
Oh, so, that sounds cool.
So he'll shoot things and shout at people for going through walls. And at the same time, he'll then play this game and then build stuff. And he's, quite.
Takes him back to his Lego days.
Absolutely, absolutely. He's very, very clever. And I was saying to him, you do understand that you're learning, but I won't tell you that out loud.
You carry on. Quite happy with this game.
Really, really good. But it's not a game. It's more an activity to a certain degree. You can do things with it. Obviously, you can game it. Like Minecraft's not really a game, but it is. And then all of a sudden, it became into like the Hunger Games, and you can do lots of kind of challenges, and there's loads of things on it now. So compared to what it was when it started, which was kind of just walking around the world trying to survive. So, yeah, so this is not really a game, but it's, yeah, really, really enjoyable. And it's kind of Minecraft-ish, Lego-ish kind of look to it. Yeah, it's quite nice. Yeah, quite good. Yeah. Sometimes he does amaze me. Yeah, it does amaze me.
That was like, I was saying, Caitlin was playing Roblox, and they got different stuff going on in it, like plugins, things like that. You can do practically whatever you like. And she was playing this one, Roller Coaster Tycoon 2.
Yep.
In Roblox. And then so she's creating this theme park. She's having fun with that. And then she's like trying to build a roller coaster. And she's like, why is this not working? People say it's not fun. And I just looked at it and said, well, you've got a tiny little hill at the beginning and a massive hill towards the end. You need to have a massive hill with a massive drop and then lots of big hills afterwards. So then I was sat there trying to build this little roller coaster for her. And I was having fun myself doing that. So, right, so it's going to go up and then we're going to turn the corner sharply. This is actually quite good fun. I might have to download this myself. So yeah, but anyway,
right, I'll go off and do domesticated chores and do things along those lines. So right, I will see you soon. Thank you very much indeed. And apologies for droning on about various things. And next week I'll be more interesting, I promise. I'll be excited and everything.
Are you all right this week, this month?
Yeah, last one I was dying. End of the year, rubbish. It's good. 2018 is going to be a much better year than 2017. 2017 was shite. 2018 is going to be awesome.
Yeah. It will be, definitely.
Yes, it's cool. Right. All right. Good to hear from you. Good to speak to you, dude.
You too.
No worries.
See you later.
Bye.
That was another episode of Devon Dice Unhinged. Check us out next month for the new episode where we will be talking about Ready Player One. Also, check out possible new episodes of the normal Devon Dice podcast featuring me, Sam, and possibly Dr. Lewis, where we talk all board gaming and nothing else. Goodbye for now.